give me a couple things that you and your pops did growing up that you think helped you get to where you are here.
The awesome thing about my dad, he did play here at BYU, and he was a great athlete. He let me play all the sports that I wanted to. There was no specific, you're doing this, we're going out and we're working on this and this. He let me just go play all the sports that I wanted, be with my friends, baseball, basketball, football, whatever I wanted to do. He was supportive, and he was going to help me be the best athlete that I could be in each sport. And I think it's helped me a lot in my athletic career, just being the best receiver that I could be, you know, basketball with a crossover and a little jump shot, jumping, baseball, hand-eye coordination, being in the outfield, tracking the ball. So I'm grateful for his example and letting me kind of just play all those sports and have fun as a little kid.
You've been a leader on this team for a while now, but especially this year in the receiving group, because there's not a ton of experience. You've got guys in the program, but not like you with 5 years. Do you even assume more of that leadership role in that group?
Yeah, of course. I pride myself in that, and I want to be the best leader that I can possibly be. First, making plays on the field. I think that's the best way. And then making sure everyone's in the right place, being confident on and off the field. You know, putting my arm around them off the field, making sure that they're okay, that their life's in balance, at least they're striving to be, you know, and helping them out in any way I can. And I think that's what a good leader does, and that's what I strive to be. So.
What do you see out of this group? I mean, Parker and JoJo have been here, but Tigers come in, some other guys have come in. How do you evaluate this group?
Yeah, I feel like they are great athletes, number one, which always helps. But more importantly, they're great people. And they're very smart, know the playbook really well, and that only took them like a couple weeks to get, which was very impressive, and I feel like that adds a lot of greatness to our wide receiver room when you're dialed in, when you're ready to play, and when you're excited to go out and play football and make some plays. So I think we can just take it to the next level and make those contested catches, be those dogs on the field and block and finish our assignment every play, and we're going to have a deep room this year.
What stuck out to you about the quarterback so far through camp?
That they're all making plays, that they've shown that they can run, they can scramble, that they can make every throw possible, and we're very confident in each of them, and they've just taken a step forward every single practice, and I'm excited to see kind of who pulls away.
How many reps did you get with those guys before camp and kind of on the shorter timeline?
Yeah, I mean, we've been getting reps all spring, all summer, all last year they were here, and we rotate a lot, so I'm already very confident in those guys. We've already got a lot of banked reps. And over the summer, I mean, we were every day, you know, we were throwing. You should have seen the work that those guys were putting in, especially when they found out that they had a chance to, you know, be the starter with Jake leaving. And so it was pretty impressive to see them, and we got after it. So we're definitely not behind the eight ball when it comes to reps.
How is the intensity going so far in practice?
Yeah, that's not something that we're lacking right now in fall camp, right? The first week, you're out there flying around, gets a little chippy at times, but that's offense, defense. You know, we don't really like each other when it comes to practice. But after, we hug each other, we love each other, and we're a team when it comes to it. So it's been awesome, though. That's what you want. You want that intensity.
Sir, Parker was saying that there really isn't much of a difference with the three quarterbacks. I mean, obviously running the same system, but, I mean, they're all their own different guy. What is it like catching passes from three different guys?
Yeah, I feel like it's, like you said, it's hard. They're all making really, really good plays and putting the balls in the right spot. So you look back and it's like, who was that? You know, that was a really nice ball, and it was someone else, you know, than from before. So it's been awesome to see them play so well. Yeah, it's been awesome. I think mostly just sleep. We have like a little group with our team, keeping each other accountable when it comes to sleep, checking our sleep score and stuff like that. So it's been good.
What's the goal? 8 hours a night?
8 hours at least, yeah.
Anyone on the defensive side as far as the cornerbacks have impressed you so far?
Yeah, there's been, I think all of them have been playing really well. Maury's really, really fast and quick and long. It's hard to get around Maury. Evan Johnson, all those guys. Cabella has been stepping it up. He's going to be a great player for us. So I'm excited for each of them to play this year and to step up and make a lot of plays. They've been Trey Alexander. You saw a little play last a couple days ago that he made, and he's been looking good. So,
Jake, what do you feel is the strength of this offense?
The strength of this offense, I feel like there's not really a weakness when it comes to our offense, and we're very solid at every point when it comes to the run game, the pass game. We're going to have a quarterback that's going to be elusive. All the guys can run and do their thing there. So I don't really know if there's a specific strength. I don't see a weakness. I feel like there's going to be plays made all over the place when it comes to deep balls, screen passes, running the ball, whatever it takes, we're going to be able to get it done. So
Jake wasn't afraid to launch it up. I mean, I think they had like 4 passes over 50 yards last year. Do you see that same long ball threat, and do you want to be a part of that?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, that's BYU football. We're definitely going to sling it, play action passes. That's our play, so you're going to see a bunch of that this year.
What have you seen from Cody and Reggie? You saw them get some time with the Rams today. What kind of camp have they had?
They've been awesome. You know, they've been stepping up every single day, especially when it comes to that intensity that we were talking about, and just showing that they can play in big-time games and make big-time plays. So excited for them and the rest of fall camp, and get them prepared for when it comes game time, because they're going to get some reps for sure.